Today's program is brought to you by MOFAD, the Museum of Food and Drink. For more information, visit MOFAD.org.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I'm also known as the Food Healer, and I'm really excited about today's show. We're going to be talking to actress, producer, and director Olivia Barash about her new project, which is called Barkville TV. I just want to get started and learn all about this, so that's what we're going to do. Olivia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Celia.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Thanks. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're super, super busy these days, but I'm really excited to talk to you about your project.
Yeah, me too. And it has gotten very busy suddenly.
So yay!
it's all good, though. I'm loving it. I'm loving every moment of it.
Cool. Cool. So for our guests that don't know what this is all about, you've created something called Barkville TV. So can you tell us what that is?
Well, Barkville TV is a YouTube channel that stars dogs. And the dogs, there are three different series of the channel, and it also benefits rescue dogs. We want to inspire adoption and help pass the no-kill law across the United States.
Nice.
By entertaining people. And we have three web series on the channel currently.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to grow into more series. But right now we have pup culture series, which are doggies acting out scenes from iconic films, television shows, and music videos.
No, don't even tell me this. Are you serious? I'm going to be on this thing all night.
I am serious. We dress them up in wigs and outfits, and we dub their voices.
Oh, my God.
And we do a lot of stuff in After Effects with them. It's really, really fun.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
And that's our one series. And right now what's up from that series is Mad Mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Mutt's Furry Road, which is Mad Max as performed by dogs.
Oh, my God. This is the coolest thing. I needed this interview so badly today, Olivia. I can't even tell you.
I'm so glad. And our other series is called Doggy Treats, which are animated shorts who an artist is making for us. And I never know what we get. We have, I think that's coming up next week. We're going to have one called Date Week.
Cool.
Next week. And that's an animated short, and they're kind of Monty Python-esque little cartoons.
Oh, cool.
And then we have another series called Dogumentary, which are short documentaries on anything doggy and rescue
cool.
communities and brands and all kinds of stuff like that.
I love the names. You've really done a great job on picking the names for your different subjects. They're awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
So how long have you been working on Bark TV so far?
Well, I've been in production with it and in post-production for the past year.
Wow.
We've got 17 webisodes in the can, so we have about 4 months' worth of content right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I've done this. I can't believe I managed to do this. And so we're putting up a new webisode every week.
Wow.
So that'll be about 4 months of content. And then we just launched a few weeks ago. We launched October 19th, and there are about four webisodes up right now, I think.
Congratulations. That's serious stuff, man. This takes a lot
Thank
of work
you.
Doing this stuff.
It does, actually. I mean, when we were in production and post, like, I'm really used to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's very, you know, that's been my life for a long time. But launching it and going up on YouTube and that whole deal is a whole another ball game. There is a lot of work because you're doing it all yourself. I'm used to working with studio,
mm-hmm.
you know, and with other people. And this is a small crew, a small team. And yeah, it's all DIY.
Wow. And I mean, that's a good point. You've had a lifelong career as an actor as well as directing and producing. So how did you ever get involved in creating this?
Well, I was directing music videos and a documentary film on the Viper Room, on Johnny Depp's club, the Viper Room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was doing that for the last, I started that like 3 years ago, and then last year I was asked to direct a Fishbone music video for the band Fishbone. Yeah, and we ended up losing our green screen stage and needing another one. And one of the guys in Fishbone, Paul, the keyboard player, said, my friend works at YouTube Studios. Would you want to shoot over there? We can get you a stage. I'm like, yes, absolutely. So we ended up shooting over there the entire project, and I started going to workshops there, and I wanted to start my own channel, and I put a dog in the Fishbone video named Elvis of Venice. He's a standard poodle, and he's one of our Barkville players.
Oh, cool.
And we have him talk in the Fishbone video, and people love that part so much of the video that I decided to make a channel, a YouTube channel, around Elvis of Venice, and he's a rescue dog.
Awesome.
So it's just, that's how it was born. It just happened like that.
That's so cool. I love when things just happen that way, you know?
And seriously,
like talking dogs and cats, I mean, genius. You know, it's like everybody loves it.
Thanks. Well, who doesn't like them, you know?
Right?
I mean, that's the thing. I love it. I'm just making content that I know that I love, you know? Like,
yeah.
I really enjoy watching it. I love making it. I love working with the animals. They say, you know, when you're an actor or when you're a director, they say, don't work with children or animals. And it's like, I love it. It's my fave. They're both my favorite things, people and things to work with. So.
That's, you're lucky. I'll tell you that. I work with kids and animals, too, and I love them. But on some days, not as much, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So,
that's true. It can be challenging.
It really can be. And I mean, especially when you're doing video on animals, you know, either animals or kids, you know, it's like commercial filming for, you know, a 20-second spot for Pampers, and they've got 12 hours of film on this kid because, you know, they just couldn't get her to crawl four steps or whatever the case may be. So,
yeah,
it's serious work and a serious commitment.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, we work with our doggies. Like and the other thing is I work really well with animals and with dogs especially. I've always worked with dogs. I was a dog handler at a place called Hollywood Hounds. I was a dog nanny.
Mm.
I started a doggy delivery service in LA where I was taking dogs back and forth. Like these were my regular jobs when
That's
I was
genius,
you know,
too.
In the industry. And then somehow I was lucky enough to figure out a way to combine the entertainment world with my love for dogs, you know, and create Barkville TV and get to work with them. And
I
work really well with them. As I said, we only work the dogs like an hour to an hour and a half in
nice.
Spots. And they work for treats and they work for love. And that's kind of it, you know?
Yeah. And so as of now, is everything that you're doing based out of L.A.?
Well, no, now it was. It was up until a few weeks ago.
Cool.
I took a trip to New York on October 20th, mm-hmm. right after we launched, and to shoot a documentary there called it's called The Queen of the New York City Doggy Scene, and it's about this woman, Ada Nieves.
Oh, my God, I love Ada. I was going to tell you.
You know Ada.
I know Ada
Ada.
Well. She's been on the show quite a few times. I love her.
I love her, too, and we've become friends.
Good.
And I have a documentary that we're going to put out on Barkville TV that's on her and her world. And we shot the Tompkins Square Park Halloween Parade.
I was there. I was a judge freezing my ass off in an orange raincoat.
Oh, my gosh. I probably saw you. Maybe you're even on camera.
All right.
We were there filming. Yeah, that's so funny. So, that was my first day of shooting in New York. And then Dana Humphrey, who's working with us, she's our publicist. She introduced me to just, you know, all the people from
Good.
The New York dog scene. And I there's such rich content there that I stayed for 2 weeks. I got about four documentaries
nice.
Out of my stay. And I'm going back December 2nd, and I'd like to stay through February.
Cool.
And I'm going to shoot the New York Pet Fashion Show and all this other stuff.
Oh, it's a trip, man. And, I mean, Dana's wonderful, too. It's like we have some really,
yeah.
really great people in this town. And it's funny, when you were talking about redoing the classic scenes and stuff, I was like, oh, my God, I've got to call her after this and be like, you need to talk to Ada Nieves because she does wardrobe, and it's super cool. And like, but you know now, so.
Yeah. It's been like this. Like, this whole trip with Barkville TV has been – I just do what's in front of me, and
mm-hmm.
everything has just been, it always falls into the right place. It's been really a beautiful journey.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so nice to hear.
Yeah.
Well, apparently
yeah.
we need it then, you know?
Yeah, I think it's meant to be.
So does the channel, you were talking that it does a little bit for rescues. What does it do besides just entertain us to pieces?
Well, we are going to be donating a portion of our proceeds back to chosen rescue groups. We're going to have doggy adoptions on the channel.
Nice.
I have to figure out where we're doing it from. I want to do a live feed with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we're in the works with right now. I want to inspire adoption, you know. I mean, I'm for all dogs. I love all dogs mm-hmm. and all cats. But I would love to inspire adoption because there's a really big problem in the United States, and we have these high kill shelters, and it's kind of awful, you know.
Yeah, they're miserable, and it's also, you know, it's so much of it is education, and even that, I mean, we educate. I think in the U.S., I mean, I don't know, you know, because I'm in the industry, but I think in the U.S. we're pretty good about telling people to spay and neuter, but apparently we're not good enough, or enough people aren't doing it, you know, and the puppy mills are the ones that kill me.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so, we're just gonna raise awareness and stuff like that, but through entertainment. And our whole idea, like, I love comedy and I love to direct comedy.
Yeah.
And the documentaries are more heartwarming and touching pieces, but there's always a quirk to Barkville TV. It has a quirky character to it, and you're always going to be entertained, and it's a little wacky and zany, you know?
Oh, my God, this is so up my alley. I love this.
Fun stuff.
And I mean, are you going to do like hard hitting topics and like really tough documentaries, or are you going to just kind of keep the mood up?
We're keeping the mood up for now, but I do what's in front of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, we did our kombucha dog piece, which is a documentary. It's the first one that's on the channel. That we worked with paraplegic dogs that were on the labels. They're photographed and they're put on the labels, and they're adoptable dogs on this drink
that's
called kombucha dog.
Awesome.
And that's a real pretty heavy topic, but it was beautiful. Like, we, you know, we still had our quirkiness to it, and
mm-hmm.
people love it, and it doesn't break you down in tears. It's not like, you know, watching a very sad thing. I always want to like turn it around and make it uplifting in the end.
I mean, I love that idea, because it's even like the ASPCA commercials with like Sarah McLachlan in the voice. I mean, I can't watch the biggest wimp.
I can't watch
any of that stuff. I can't watch, like, you know, Facebook feeds or someone will put up a picture. There was a photograph of a dog that had been tortured a couple days ago. Like, I can't do any of that.
I don't want to see it. I'd love to talk with the ASPCA and connect with them and see if I could make some content for them, you know, and go in a little bit of a different direction, and maybe that'll happen, you know.
I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great. I'll tell you what, if anybody can help you, it's Ada Neves. She knows every single human being that has a dog in New York.
She's the queen of the New York doggy scene. That's the name of her piece.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God, that's so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's really, really great. And so let's say somebody contacts you and is like, I have a dog that, you know, I don't know, can do backflips. If I film a video, can I put it on Barkville TV?
Yes, that's something that we want to get into, curating videos. And I want it to be like quirky, fun stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think where it's going to, bark@barkvilletv.com or barkvilletv@gmail.com. That's the address.
Cool.
To send in your videos. And, yeah, we want to have, like, it's a network. It's a doggy network.
Nice.
So we're ready for all kinds of content.
This thing's going to explode. You know that, right?
I hope so. I hope so. And if you guys want to subscribe, like, go to Barkville TV. Go to youtube.com/Barkville TV, and please subscribe, because once people start subscribing, we get more subscribers,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to be able to start talking with brands and doing stuff and giving back to the rescue groups.
Nice.
And that I look forward so much to that day, you know?
Yeah, totally. And it's so important, you know, it really, really is. And just the awareness. I mean, I love the angle you're taking. I really do, because I think that, especially, you know, right now anyway, I think we're all pretty strung out at this point. And to bring mm-hmm. in some comedy and, like, lighten the mood, because, I mean, as you know, adoption and rescue can be hardcore and incredibly depressing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it just never ends. And so to be able to change that mood and kind of, you know, turn around and make people laugh and be optimistic is something I think we desperately need right now.
Well, I'm so glad, because it's definitely, that's what my angle is, and it's working so far, and it's kind of my angle on life, you know? It's kind of like how I live my life. And it's always better to live with a positive attitude and bring a smile to someone's face. You're going to have a better day.
That's true.
You know?
It's really the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I just love this. You know what, Olivia? We're going to take a quick break for station identification. So we'll be back in about a minute and a half. I am speaking to Olivia Barash all about Barkville TV, which is going to be my new favorite channel. I'm obsessed with this already. So just hang on.
Music for this commercial break is brought to you by Bad Citizen, and this track is called Watch It Fall.
There are over 50,000 Chinese-American restaurants in the U.S. That's more than three times the number of McDonald's. How did Chinese-American food become so popular? And what's the story behind their unique menu of dishes like egg rolls and General's Chicken? Brooklyn's Museum of Food and Drink is going to explain it all with our next exhibition, Chow, the Making of Chinese-American Cuisine, featuring tastings, beautiful artifacts, and live demos of a fortune cookie machine. Visit chow.mofad.org to learn more, get advanced tickets, and help us make this exhibition a reality. Again, that's the Museum of Food and Drink at CHOW, chow.mofad.org.
And we're back. I'm talking to Olivia Barash all about her awesome new channel, Barkville TV, which I know I'm going to be obsessed with. I'm going to run home after this interview and, like, watch everything you have on there already.
Awesome.
Dude, I'm not even making this up. Like, I'm already like, damn it, I got to take the train, so I got to wait till I get off it so I can get the signal.
Right on.
I just love this. I mean, it's... I just feel like it's such a needed thing. And like I said, man, you just made my day. So I'm just so thrilled about this. And the fact that you're doing this out of love and you're doing this completely optimistically and you're doing this to help, which I think is something that we need a lot more of. And I love the fact that you're creating community. I think that's crucial.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's so many other ideas. The thing about Barkville TV also that's really awesome that I noticed this kind of from the gate is that there's this abundance of content. It's like a never-ending flow of what we can do. There's too much to produce and direct. Like I also need more directors and producers to come on board, and that's, we already are starting to get that to happen.
Wow.
Stevie Pine, who is my dedicated, incredible editor, who does all the beautiful work with After Effects and graphics, motion graphics and everything. He just directed his own piece called Boxer Mom, Please Come Home.
Oh.
And it's about a boxer doggy that got adopted out from the wrong, she ran away from home and she went to the wrong shelter. She ended up at the wrong shelter and they adopted her out to another family. But he covers the whole story and it's a beautiful story. And yeah, so he picked up one and ran with it, and now we have another producer who's working with me, Joseph Cementi, and he's going to do, I'm not going to tell you what he's going to do, but he has a surprise pop culture piece coming out.
Cool.
And he's going to, so yeah, we're looking for directors and producers who love to work with dogs and want to do some creative work, you know?
I would think that that would be just a huge number of people. You know, especially, you know, we'll see what happens. But I would think that, like, for a director and a producer to be able to just do what they want and not have, you know, all the investors behind like, well, we don't know about that. I mean, that would just be like a dream come true, you know?
Yeah, no, we have a really cool creative space. It's like we love creative people. And it's just worked out that way. We're like these really great creative people, just everyone just comes into the right path. I think it's like we find our own tribe, you know?
Totally. And this is a big one you got, boy. I mean, the dog people are serious, and it just never ends. And I mean, the amount of information that you can get too. Like, I'm really excited that you were at the Tompkins Square Park Dog Parade, because I mean, that thing is just, that could be a 3-hour documentary on its own. I mean,
It was remarkable.
Know?
And that was our first day of shooting there. One day that I had another cameraman with me, and it was raining and it was crazy. But I'm shooting a lot of the stuff now myself. I shot a lot of the kombucha dog piece that's up there. So I shoot a lot.
Cool.
I direct and produce. I want to start editing some more again. I haven't edited any on Barkville, but I'm going to start this year, hopefully this next year, which will be great. So it's but yeah, the Tompkins Square Park was, I could not believe, they told me like 10,000 dogs show up, and then I saw, I've never seen so many dogs in costume in my life.
I mean, it's nuts, and you know, it was pouring rain and it was freezing, as you know. So I was like, all right, we're going to get out of here pretty quick. And at the last minute, 300 dogs showed up. It was like, are you kidding? It was like, where the hell were you people?
I know. It was incredible. I loved it. I loved it so much.
And that was just the dogs. And I'm sure you saw this. I mean, the 300 dogs that I dealt with, I was judging, which was, wow, it was difficult. It was just so busy, but it was great. But then, I mean, thousands of people show up with their dogs in costume and just to hang out.
That's what I mean. That was, like, incredible. Everyone was so creative and so clever. It was a clever group of people, the way the costumes went together and the people and their babies and how they... I just loved it.
It's a trip. I mean, did you see the Kiss float by any chance?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. It was, like, the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
That blew my mind. I have that on video.
Good.
That's going to be in our piece. Yeah, it was incredible. I saw you. So you were one of Are you the judge with Ada? Were you doing that?
Ada was wrangling. I was sitting at the judge's table in a mermaid outfit and an orange raincoat, basically bent in half, freezing. So if you have me on footage, I'm sure I'm looking like super hot and totally sexy.
I saw you. I think I was wearing a parka and I was freezing because it was my first day in New York from Los Angeles.
I'll tell you, that's, you know, you really jump into things with both feet, man. It's, for your first event to be that parade, I mean, hats off, girl. It's like no joke.
It was a good one. And then Ada and I and some other friends with doggies all marched in the Greenwich Village Halloween parade, my last night there in town.
Oh, nice. I missed it. I was doing something else. I was planning on going. Darn it.
Oh, it was amazing. It was such an experience.
It's just wild. And I mean, New York has got this whole, it's funny because, you know, the entire country is really, we're obsessed with dogs in this country. There's no question, you know, people, the treatment that dogs get here, they're very, very lucky to be here.
Yes.
But it's so funny. Like the people in New York, like, have taken this up to another level, you know, and in terms of the costuming and in terms of dog care and in terms of like all of it. I mean, we always used to say that when we died, we'd want to come back as my mother's dog. Now it's like I say, when I die, I want to come back as like a Manhattan dog.
Totally. They have Manhattan apartment buildings dedicated to dogs. There's an apartment building, and I want to do a piece on them that I can't remember what it's called. It's something like Doggy House or something. I mean, it has a gym. They have a gym for the dogs. They have dog sitters, a spa for the dogs, and it's all, and I think it's in Brooklyn or Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to do a piece on that. I mean, that's just amazing.
I want to do that, too.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
And it's a genius thing because, you know, people are traveling more with their pets. Like, I think the timing on your show is great, too, because it's like animals now just, I guess it was a couple months ago, where different countries are starting to recognize animals as being sentient beings. So it's really, really helping, and people are starting to really understand that, you know, mammals are really freaking smart. Dogs are incredibly intelligent, you know? If you give them a chance, man, it's wild.
Yeah. There's actually, I just heard this on KCRW that they know that dogs do understand language, and they said the amount of words. They don't just know the tone of your voice, but they understand language and words.
Wow.
And they just discovered that, and I get it. And you know, I remember, you know, they used to say, people would say, oh, dogs don't remember something. They never forget.
Mm-mm.
They remember everyone and everything.
They really do, and you can see that in rescues too, you know, like one dog might like hate men or hate women or hate, you know, baseball caps or cowboy hats. There's a reason for that. You know, it's the worst when it's a hat. It's the worst. It's just like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh my God. It's like, please take off your hat. Why should I take off my hat? It's like, because the dog is freaking out. No, really. It's like, no, really.
Yeah.
Take off the hat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is. It's a really, it's a really, really wild time to be a dog in the United States, basically.
Yeah, it is. Well, here's another statistic, and I found this out after we started doing Barkville TV, is that the people in the United States spend over $62 billion a year on their pets.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a load of money. My God, I could buy a country with that.
Yeah, but there's so much stuff out there. There's, you know, dog walking apps and great clothes and great. I mean, another thing that we want to do eventually, once we gain more of a following, is we're going to have merch. We're going to do stuff. Our costumes are designed for us by different designers.
Cute.
And I would love to put out a Barkville TV, you know, clothing line, like costumes, like from the show, right?
Oh my God, that'd be great.
So fun. And so I would like to do that at some point. Maybe do Barkville biscuits. And, mm-hmm. you know, treats. And just there's going to be a soundtrack. We've got some rock stars assembling that have done some of our music in the background of our pieces.
Oh,
and I would like to put out a benefit record at some point to raise money, another form of raising, you know, money, funds for the rescues.
I love it. And it's, you know, by doing that, then you're also giving, like, the musicians the ability to have complete freedom and do what they want. So you're going to get some really great stuff. This is so exciting.
Yeah,
it really
it is.
And I love that you're thinking just massively huge. You know, it's like just a couple of videos. Like, I love that you're already thinking about the expansion and what you can do. And I mean, really, you've got the options are unlimited.
Well, you know, another thing that's going on. I just talked about it yesterday. One of the Barkville players, or two of the Barkville players' dad. So there's Zeus and Panda, and mm-hmm. there are Chinese Crested's, and they're
cool.
from Costa Rica. And their rescues.
Cool.
Their dad, he wants to help start the Barkville TV Sanctuary with adoptable dogs that we're going to actually have our own rescue. And he's writing a grant right now. He's
having
a grant written. He's found the property in Malibu.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, I mean, I really believe it's going to happen. And that just, like, that makes me cry because that's the real deal. Like, that's my dream,
Serious.
You know?
Dude, I'll be a rescue dog in Malibu. I got no problem with that.
I know, right? It'll be great.
I got my onesie. I got my collar. I'm ready for any time. I'll be there.
There you go. That's all you need in Malibu.
Right? I mean, that's what a bunch of lucky dogs, man. I mean, Malibu, mm-hmm. of all places. What a great, great spot.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
So have you been, like, getting any sleep at all? Are you just, like, a 1,000 miles an hour on this?
No sleep.
Yeah.
Not a lot of sleep. Not a lot of sleep. Not a lot of time in the day. It's really, I mean, it was busy while I was in production and post-production, but it was more my pace. Now,
mm-hmm.
since we've launched, it's been insane. But I love it. I love being this busy. This is, like, the best thing for me in my life. And
nice.
In New York, I didn't even get to see. I'm from New York originally, but I hadn't been back in years, and I didn't even get to see all my friends. Because I literally was shooting and in meetings, like, every day.
Wow.
And I'm going back because there's so much more that I want to get. And, we're going to do the bi-coastal Barkville TV thing. I think it's going to be awesome.
I think it's a great idea. And I love that you're going to be here for the fashion show because, I mean, you haven't lived till you've seen that show. That show is a trip. And the wardrobe,
so
I mean, it's so much better than anything I own. I can't even tell you.
I am so, so, so excited. Ada invited Pippin and I. Pippin is my baby, and she invited us to walk the runway in the fashion show.
Ooh.
In the New York Pet Fashion Show. So I'm super, super excited.
Is she lending you wardrobe for the walk?
I haven't talked about it with her yet. I have a feeling it'll work out that way. We're gonna talk about this. I'm going to contact her this week
mm-hmm.
and see what it all, you know, what we have to do and how to make it happen. I'm also coming out to shoot Celebrity Catwalk is another.
Ooh,
I don't know
you're crossing
know
over.
About that.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. I don't know enough to say anything about it, to be honest with you, but I like
but
that it's branching.
It's dogs.
Oh.
But it's called Catwalk, which I thought was funny, too, but I guess it's because, you know, it's a catwalk. It's like, you know, runway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if they called it dog walk, people would think they're like, everyone, we're walking our dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
They need to work on the marketing on that one. I mean, more like celebrity fashion show or so. You know what I mean? It's
right,
like,
right. I'm going to come out for that. That's December, I think, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Cool.
I'm definitely coming out to shoot that. And I'm shooting another piece on the 8th. I'm coming out December 2nd, though. I'll be there. So if anything comes up before that, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, exactly. If it is, you'll know from Ada. It'll let you know immediately. And I mean, I'll let you know, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, stuff never ends here, you know, especially October. October, as you know, because you were here a little bit for it. There are 17 or 19 events. I had Ada on the last week of September, and it was just, you know, what's happening in October in New York for dogs and cats. It was something like 19 events that she knew about that she was going to. And it was like,
wow.
This is 1 month, you know. It's interesting, too, because I used to do all the trade shows and stuff, and the trade shows really aren't – they don't have the power or the draw like they used to. You know, I think
really?
People are, yeah, it's, they're really, really interesting. And I mean, I'm a weirdo. Like, I love trade shows. There's really something wrong with me. And, you know, I like seeing what's new. I like harassing the lousy food producers. I mean, they all know me at this point, won't talk to me, which is fun. You know, and just kind of seeing what's out there. But I think for the general public, I don't think the trade shows are pulling as many people in as they were in the past.
Right.
Mostly because most of the people don't give away free samples. I mean, that's normally what I see, or like when normal human beings are at conventions, it's just kind of like, oh, I want that, and I want that, and I want that, and I don't want to pay for anything. And so by doing what you're doing, it's opening it up. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people want now. They want to be able to see this in the living room and, you know, watch cute puppies and cute dogs and all this and not have to actually physically go somewhere in order to have to have a conversation with someone in hopes that maybe they'll give you a sample of their treat. That kind of thing.
Well,
you know?
That's what the internet has done for us. I mean, the web is amazing, and I'm so excited to, like, go into this form of distribution, you know, coming from a film and television world. I mean, it's much like TV was in the old days when it started out, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And I like that. I love being a part of it. I love being a producer doing this stuff and a director. It's just, I mean, I just didn't see this coming, you know. It's very cool. And we get to work, the other thing is, like, we get to work with brands. I mean, we just started with Kombucha Dog.
That's awesome.
And we're starting to hear from a couple people, but our documentaries, the other thing is that they're like a form of a commercial kind. They're not a commercial, but we do a piece on the company. And it's a great form of advertisement, and we have a hub, you know, that we distribute it on. It's kind of great all the way around.
I just love it.
That's what we're going to be doing,
You know, and I mean, when this thing starts evolving, it's like, I mean, I can just see the community already. It's going to just be like, you know, one of those those really, really great communities that happens online once in a blue, where everybody kind of knows each other and, like, supports each other. And, you know, how's your dog today? Everything's great and that kind of thing. Which I was just talking about this last week. I don't remember if it was on the show or not, but just the fact that we have really lost a lot of community in our culture, and it's super, super important. And so if we can start bringing community back through our animals and interacting with people that have animals as well, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic, and it's a great way for people to meet each other through their pets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the thing about, I think that we've lost a lot of community. A lot of it has to do with the internet. I think we live in a very isolated era because of the internet. You know, I know that. However, but you can do things on the internet that can bring community together, like this, like filming events and then getting and having. I mean, our website is going up now too, and there's going to be stuff there. You know, we're going to have events and fundraisers and all kinds of stuff. But this is a way to bring community back together through the web, which I think is interesting because it's kind of what tore it apart to be.
Totally.
You know, I love doing that. I love changing things up a bit, you know?
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, part of me is like, I hate to say it, but part of me is dying to see what your trolls are going to say. It's going to be like, why don't you have cats on here? This just isn't fair. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. But, well, we're going to go to cats next. After Barkville TV, I want to do Meowville TV.
Smart.
That's the next one.
Smart.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's, you know, cats run the internet. So once you do that, then you'll just be queen of everything, and it'll all work out for you.
Done.
Right? Then you can retire and, you know, let's go to Tahiti.
There it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Olivia, this has been so cool. I've had the best time talking to you. I really have. And
me too.
I'm really excited for what you're doing, and I'm hoping when you come to New York, I might have time so I can run into you and Ada. I'd love to meet you in person.
That would be awesome. I'm going to be there right now. I plan to be there for a month through January 3rd. But as I said, I'd like to stay for the 3 months through February. And I'll be back in February, if not, but that's what I want to do. I want to go for the 3 months, but right now I'll be there a month, so there's plenty of time, I think, to meet up.
Totally. That sounds great. And
yeah.
So for our listeners, where can they find all your good stuff?
Well, go to youtube.com/BarkvilleTV, and you're going to find our content there, our webisodes, and that's it. That's where you go with that. Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Everything's just Barkville TV.
Yep.
So there's a Facebook page, Barkville TV. There's an Instagram, Barkville TV, which I love it. All the Instagram dogs, they're friending us. They're following us.
Awesome.
It's so cool.
Awesome.
And we actually just did a piece of documentary on an Instagram dog named Zuzu Swag. It's a fashion model dog from New York.
Oh, I know Zuzu Swag. Ooh.
You know Zuzu?
Zuzu's no joke. I mean, Zuzu's like the Naomi Campbell of models in New York.
That's right.
Yeah, she's
That's
no
right.
joke.
We have an awesome, awesome clip. We have an awesome webisode coming out on her that we're going into the edit with this week. But, yeah, Instagram,
cool.
Barkville TV, Facebook, Barkville TV, and Twitter, Barkville TV.
Cool.
And YouTube, youtube.com/BarkvilleTV. And please subscribe. Join us. And you know, we're going to do contests too and stuff also, where people can get their dogs on our Barkville TV, our produced shows.
Nice.
Where we're going to do interviews and screen tests for Barkville players.
Oh, cool.
Mhm.
Wow, girl, you got a lot of ideas in your head.
Yeah, I do.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I love it.
I do. Well, I can't wait to meet you. Let's stay in touch for sure.
Yeah, I would love that too. And, oh, God, I could talk to you for hours, but sadly we're out of time. But, Olivia, thank you so much. You've absolutely made my day. I'm so excited, and I'm glad to bring a little bit of lightness to the airwaves before tomorrow. So thank you so much for that.
Awesome. My pleasure. Take care.
You too. And for the listeners, for all you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Next week, we will have a brand new episode. Please, I don't care who you're voting for, but please vote tomorrow. It's a big deal that we can do it, so let's take advantage of it. Until next week, take care.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.